For our liturgical moment today, I thought I'd talk a little bit about the office hymn, or the hymn of the day, or the sermon hymn, depending on what we feel like calling it that week. This is actually the only hymn that is sort of prescribed by what day it is. All of the other hymns, myself and the organist will usually pick, but this is one that is sort of set out for us, and we very rarely change it. And the reason for that is because it is directly connected with the gospel reading. So calling it the sermon hymn this year is not particularly appropriate, since I'm preaching off the epistle usually. This hymn is normally the one that is directly connected with sort of the core theme of the day. All of the other hymns that we pick may go along with it, or it may just go along with we'll pick an opening hymn for the opening. Or if we're having a baptism that day, maybe we'll pick a baptismal hymn. Or if we're doing a distribution hymn, we'll use a communion hymn. But the hymn of the day, the middle one, that one is always associated with the gospel reading. Unless it is just so difficult that we don't think we can pull it off. Which, by the way, is very rare. We're pretty confident in your guys' ability to pull off most hymns. Which is why a lot of the times the hymn of the day will tend to be one of the more difficult hymns that we have. Because sometimes they pick a little bit more obscure hymns than usual. So I would encourage you to pay attention to what the hymn of the day is, as that one sort of most directly connects with the readings, and particularly the gospel reading for that day.